groups never admit failure. A group would rather keep living in a mythology of we were oppressed than ever admit failure. Individuals are the only ones who admit failure. Even individuals don't like to admit failure, but eventually they can be forced to. A group will never admit they were wrong. A group will never admit we made a mistake, because a group that tries to change its mind falls apart. So I'm hard-pressed in history to find examples of large groups where they've said, we thought A, but the answer is actually B. Usually what happens in that case is a schism, where you go from Catholic Church to Protestant and so on. There's a divergence and usually a lot of infighting. This happens in crypto land too, where the coins fork. Bitcoin doesn't suddenly say we should have had smart contracts, or ETH doesn't suddenly say we should have been immutable. I was on a board of a foundation that was charged with giving out money for a cause. And I found it very disillusioning, because what I learned was that no matter what the foundation did, they would declare victory. They would give money for a certain thing. They would support a certain project. And every project was victorious. Every project was a success. There was a lot of backslapping. There was a lot of high-sounding mission statements and vision statements, a lot of congratulations, a lot of nice dinners, but nothing ever got done. And what I realized was, because there is no objective feedback, because there is no loss, it's all social profit, they couldn't fail. And because they couldn't fail, they misdirected resources all day long. And eventually, of course, such groups run out of money. If you want to change the world to a better place, the best way to do it is for-profit, because for-profits have to take feedback from reality. Ironically, for-profit entities are more sustainable than non-profit entities. They're self-sustainable. You're not out there with a begging bowl all the time. Now, of course, you lose the beautiful nonprofit status. You have to pay your taxes. And also, you can get corrupted by being purely for-profit. But I would argue that the best businesses are the ones that long-term are both for-profit, sustainable, and ethical, so you can attract the best people. You can sustain it because it's a mission. It's not just about the money, because there's diminishing returns to making money. There's diminishing marginal utility to money in your life. So I learned that if you want to change the world, you're probably better off trying to do it with a for-profit